Chapter 6, Master Mindfulness. It was 8:30 p.m. and Tammy was drained. After a long day of balancing work, household chores, and preparing dinner, all she wanted was a quiet moment with her book before bed. But first, she had one last challenge, getting her 4-year-old daughter, Anne, to sleep. "Anne, it's bedtime," Tammy called from the hallway. Anne giggled and darted in the opposite direction, launching herself onto the couch. "I'm not tired," she announced. Tammy exhaled sharply. "Anne, it's late. We go through this every night. Let's go." "No," Anne whined, collapsing onto the floor with exaggerated dramatics. Tammy's patience wore thin. "I don't have time for this, Anne. Get up and go to bed now." She scooped her up and carried her to the bedroom, her frustration mounting with every step. Once Anne was tucked in, Tammy pulled the covers over her. "Good night," she said, eager to make her exit. But Anne sat up. "Can I have some water?" Tammy sighed and strode to the kitchen, filling a cup as quickly as possible. When she returned, Anne was already halfway out of bed, playing with her stuffed animals. "Anne, I said it's bedtime. Stop playing." Anne's lip trembled. "But I'm not sleepy." Tammy felt frustration surge inside her. "Enough. You are going to sleep right now." She switched off the light and marched out, shutting the door behind her as Anne whimpered. Sinking onto the couch, Tammy exhaled. But guilt crept in almost immediately. Every night felt like a battle. Why couldn't Anne just go to bed without a struggle? Discovering mindfulness. Tammy was so focused on getting through bedtime that she didn't recognize her own emotions building up. Without awareness, she reacted with frustration instead of seeing the real issue. Anne wasn't being defiant. She simply wasn't ready to sleep. Had Tammy paused, taken a deep breath, and checked in with herself, she might have noticed how tense she was. Instead of snapping, she could have adjusted her approach. Acknowledge Anne's feelings. "I hear you, sweetie. Sometimes it's hard to wind down." Creating a calming transition. Instead of rushing, she could have introduced a bedtime routine that helped Anne feel secure, perhaps dimming the lights, reading a book, or taking deep breaths together. Stay present. Rather than focusing on her own exhaustion, she could have reminded herself that Anne wasn't making bedtime difficult on purpose. She was simply a little human learning how to relax. Without awareness, bedtime had turned into a power struggle. The next night, Tammy took a different approach. Instead of insisting that Anne go to bed, she sat beside her and gently stroked her hair. "I know it's hard to slow down, but let's breathe together." She inhaled deeply and Anne mirrored her. Gradually, Anne's body relaxed, and for the first time in a long while, bedtime felt calm. Sometimes the smallest changes, pausing, breathing, and staying present can make all the difference. Mindfulness step by step. Mindfulness is a vital and foundational skill in DBT. It supports everything we learn and do by allowing us to be fully present and intentional in our actions. Without mindfulness, it's nearly impossible to use other skills effectively, whether for regulating emotions, managing distress, or enhancing our relationships. But what does mindfulness truly mean? And why is it so essential for being a successful mom? Mindfulness means paying deliberate attention to the present moment. It involves tuning in to your inner world, your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations, and your outer world, your environment, interactions, and surroundings, without judgment. Think of mindfulness as pressing the pause button on a busy day. Instead of being swept up by a storm of emotions or reactive impulses, mindfulness gives you the space to step back, observe the moment, and respond with care. Think of mindfulness as pressing the pause button on a busy day. Instead of being swept up by a storm of emotions or reactive impulses, mindfulness gives you the space to step back, observe the moment, and respond with care. When you practice mindfulness, you become more aware of your triggers, emotional state, and actions as a mom. This awareness helps you navigate challenging moments, whether it's tantrums, bedtime struggles, or sibling conflicts, with greater patience and clarity. Benefits of mindfulness. In the journey of parenting, mindfulness serves as an anchor, keeping you steady even when challenges arise. Here's why it's essential. Helps you stay calm under pressure. Mindfulness allows you to recognize rising stress so you can pause and reset instead of reacting impulsively. Strengthens your connection with your child. By being fully present, you show your child they are seen, heard, and valued. Reduces emotional reactivity. Mindfulness enables you to respond with intention rather than out of frustration, exhaustion, or anger. Models healthy coping for your child. When you practice mindfulness, your child learns to manage their emotions in healthier ways. Mindfulness can seem abstract, but breaking it down into three practical steps makes it easier to apply in daily life. 1. Observe. Notice what's happening. This is the first step. Simply becoming aware of what's happening within you and around you. Approach this like an investigator, gathering observations without judgment. Internally, what thoughts are running through your mind? What emotions are surfacing? How does your body feel? Externally, what's happening in your surroundings? What is your child saying or doing? What do you notice through your senses? What do you see, hear, or smell? Exercise. Take a minute to pause and observe. Close your eyes if it helps. Pay attention to 3 things you hear, 3 physical sensations such as the ground beneath your feet, or the texture of your clothing, 3 things you see if your eyes are open. This simple exercise can help bring you into the present moment, even during a hectic day. Describe. Put words to your experience. Once you've observed, the next step is to describe what's happening, either silently to yourself or out loud. This allows you to step back from overwhelming emotions and gain a clearer perspective. Label your emotions. I'm feeling frustrated. Identify your thoughts. I'm thinking that I'm failing as a mom. Acknowledge physical sensations. My chest feels tight and my shoulders are tense. Exercise. The next time you feel stressed, pause and say to yourself, I notice I'm feeling emotion. I notice I'm thinking thought. My body feels sensation. 3. Participate. Engage with the moment. The final step is to actively engage, choosing how you'll respond to the situation with awareness and intention. Sometimes this means taking action. Other times it's about letting go and simply being present. Examples of engaging mindfully. Taking deep breaths before responding to your child. Giving your full attention to a bedtime story instead of thinking about your to-do list. Taking a short break to calm yourself before addressing a challenging situation. Exercise. The next time your child is upset, try this. Take 3 deep breaths. Say to yourself, this is hard, but I can handle it. Ask, what does my child need from me right now? Then respond with understanding and care. Putting it into practice, a relatable parenting moment. Scenario. It's bedtime, and your child refuses to brush their teeth. They're whining, stalling, and throwing themselves on the floor. Mindful approach. Observe. Notice your rising frustration. Pay attention to your child's body language and tone of voice. Describe. Silently acknowledge. I feel frustrated. because I just want them to brush their teeth. My chest feels tight, and my thoughts are saying, why is bedtime always a battle? Engage. Take a deep breath and choose a calm response. I know you're feeling tired and don't want to brush your teeth, but it's important for your health. Let's make it fun. Do you want to race me to the bathroom? Mindfulness can help turn moments of conflict into opportunities for connection. Incorporating mindfulness into your day. Start small. Choose one daily task, like drinking your morning coffee or folding laundry, and do it with full attention, noticing the sensations, sights, and smells. Create a mindfulness routine. Set aside 1 to 2 minutes each day to pause, breathe, and check in with yourself. Use visual cues. Place sticky notes with reminders like pause or breathe around your home to encourage presence in the moment. Practice with your child. Help your child develop mindfulness by practicing together. For example, take a mindful walk and notice 3 things you see, hear, and feel. Remember, mindfulness is a skill that strengthens with practice. You don't have to get it perfect. Progress is what matters. Each time you pause, breathe, and respond with intention, you're creating a calmer, more connected parenting experience for both you and your child. A closer look at mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice that benefits everyone. Without it, we risk moving through life on autopilot, jumping from thought to thought, emotion to emotion, or task to task, without truly being present. Have you ever driven somewhere and realized you had no memory of the journey? That's what it means to be disconnected, physically there, but mentally elsewhere. Mindfulness, on the other hand, is the practice of being fully engaged in the present. It's about stepping into each moment with awareness, noticing life as it unfolds. For parents, this awareness is invaluable. The days when our children are young pass quickly, and mindfulness helps us appreciate the small, beautiful moments that might otherwise go unnoticed. Imagine this. You're giving your child a bath. Instead of rushing through it, you pause to feel the warmth of the water, notice the softness of your child's cheeks, and listen to their joyful laughter as they splash. Mindfulness turns everyday routines into meaningful moments of connection. But mindfulness isn't just for joyful times. It's also a powerful tool in difficult moments. When your child has a meltdown, mindfulness helps you pause, breathe, and respond with intention rather than reacting out of frustration. It creates space to recognize what part of your stress comes from the situation itself and what part comes from your thoughts or judgments about it. Even in moments of heartache, like watching your child struggle, mindfulness allows you to separate pain from suffering. Pain is unavoidable, but suffering often comes from the stories we tell ourselves, like, this will never get better, or I'm failing as a parent. Mindfulness helps you step back from those thoughts, easing unnecessary suffering and allowing you to focus on what you can do in the present moment. Moving forward mindfully. Mindfulness is the foundation for many of the DBT skills explored in this book. Without it, applying those skills becomes much more challenging. For example, emotion regulation. Mindfulness helps you recognize your emotions before they spiral out of control. Distress tolerance. Mindfulness keeps you grounded during moments of intense stress, allowing you to manage the situation without escalating it. Interpersonal effectiveness. Mindfulness helps you stay fully present in conversations, enabling you to truly listen rather than getting caught up in your own thoughts. Most importantly, mindfulness is the gateway to your wise mind, the balanced, intuitive part of you that guides thoughtful decisions. Practicing mindfulness. simple steps to begin practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness can be incorporated into daily life in many ways. Here are a few simple steps to get started. Start small. Choose a daily activity like drinking your morning coffee and experience it with full awareness. Notice the aroma, taste, and warmth of the coffee. Allow yourself to be fully present in the moment. Pause and breathe. When you feel overwhelmed, take 3 deep breaths. Inhale slowly, hold for a moment, and exhale fully. This simple practice helps bring your focus back to the present. Focus on one thing at a time. Whether you're playing with your child or working through your to-do list, give your full attention to the task in front of you. Be kind to yourself. When your mind inevitably wanders, gently guide it back to the present without self-judgment. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not a destination. Your mindfulness journey. Take a moment to reflect. When do you feel most distracted or unfocused? How could mindfulness help you be more present in those moments? What is one small step you can take today to practice mindfulness? Mindfulness exercises. Mindful breathing exercise. Set a timer for 2 minutes, sit comfortably, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Inhale through your nose, hold for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. If your mind drifts, gently guide it back to your breath. Gratitude in the moment. While spending time with your child, pause and recognize 3 things you're grateful for. Perhaps their laughter, the softness of their skin, or the way they look at you. Mindful pause before reacting. The next time you feel overwhelmed, take a deep breath and pause. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What does this moment need from me? Mindfulness for kids. Mindfulness isn't just for parents, it's a valuable tool for children, helping them develop focus, emotional regulation, and a sense of calm in an often overwhelming world. The best part? Teaching mindfulness to kids doesn't have to be complicated or boring. With a little creativity, you can make it an engaging and enjoyable experience that nurtures lifelong skills. There are many simple and fun ways to introduce mindfulness to your child through breathing exercises, movement, play, and everyday moments. For a list of mindfulness activities for children, feel free to contact me at devora@segalcoaching.com. devora@segalcoaching.com. Mindfulness is a gift that helps children manage emotions, build resilience, and find joy in everyday life. The more you practice together, the more natural it will become. Remember, mindfulness isn't about changing who you are. It's about being fully present with yourself. With practice, it can transform not only how you parent, but also how you experience life as a whole.